The band Kiss has come a long way from selling t-shirts and albums. Now when you go to one of their concerts, you can leave with a recording of the show on a thumb drive, that tiny pocket memory stick. This kind of marketing has become a necessity, not an option, for a lot of acts. With record sales on the decline, musicians are searching for more creative ways to peddle their tunes. Among industry insiders, the strategy is called monetization, and it's a hot topic these days.
Well, monetization in the music business, at least, consists of looking at some of the ways that people are using music around the world and essentially trying to turn those into genuine revenue streams.
That's Mark Sutherland. He's the global editor for Billboard. He just attended Meetum, a conference in southern France that focuses solely on the business of music. The annual gathering has become something of an incubator for marketing ideas.
There's an awful lot of new things happening in the music business, and it kind of changes from week to week, really, what the hot things are.
These days, it's all about phone apps. Look no further than rapper T-Pain. He's made a load of money from selling a mobile program that automatically tunes your voice as you sing his songs.
But equally, there are people who give them away for free, like, say, Lady Gaga did, but use it to, A, strengthen that relationship between fan and artist, and B, you know, drive them to other places where they can spend money on product, be that recorded music or other things.
And Sutherland says online streaming has made a comeback.
It was a buzz business a few years ago, but never really took off. But now, certainly in Europe, we're seeing services like Spotify and We7 become increasingly popular with the public.
So the bottom line is, gone are the days in which a band could play a big show and then head backstage.
In the 70s, you had to make a decent album every now and then and go out on tour, and really you could spend the rest of your time taking drugs and not have to worry. Whereas now, you know, you have to be on Twitter, you have to be on Facebook, you have to be doing your blog. It's a different world, really, and what impact that ultimately has on the music being produced, I think we don't know yet, but it's going to be interesting to see how things develop in the next few years.
This is NPR News.